you for joining our show today.
Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Wanda McKinley, along with your co-host, Stephanie Kinley-Alford. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused and battered men, women, and children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help men and women transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower individuals and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, as well as to uplift them and provide them with a new life and a new perspective of what a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was raped from the age of 7 to 18 by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband was also abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive, and I was with him for 12 years. I went through a total of 24 years of domestic violence. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help women and men, as well as children, who have walked or still may be walking in my shoes. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm getting better as the time goes on. I was just telling Sweeten that our show today is really going to be really short. It's just going to, you know, discuss our fundraising events, the events that we have on the calendar, but we really want to acknowledge the lives that have been lost. And because it's a very touchy subject, the way We Are Survivors is going to acknowledge what is going on in our community around us, is we're just going to have, instead of having a moment of silence, our radio show for today will be silent. That is how I feel We Are Survivors can show support, by letting people know that we are acknowledging what is going on. We do not approve of what's going on, but we're going to show our support by just doing, like I said, a silence. Today, as we go through our announcements, we each can say something to let people know where our hearts are at, not step into the political realm of what's going on, but just to let families know that we are, that we're here, that our hearts go out, and that we're praying for them. So in all that said, I just want to kind of go into our fundraising and what's on the calendar that we have. And then, like I said, each one of us can say something just to the families, let them know how we feel from our heart and stay away from the political side of it. So let's go into our fundraising events. But yeah, I didn't even ask you, how are you doing?
Well, my heart's been heavy about all this.
Yeah.
All that. Well, since yesterday. And funny that you brought that up, because I didn't mention that to you. But I do, you know, I felt that we should say something about that. And right before I got ready for the show, I just happened to look on Facebook, and what popped up was them having something on here about Arlington. It says, suspected robber shot to death in Arlington. And I'm just like, really? Wow.
Wow. I haven't been on Facebook yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it just doesn't stop, you know?
Mm-mm.
I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
It's quite scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we that's how We Are Survivors is going to acknowledge. Like I said, it is a touchy subject. A lot of emotions are on high, but we do want to acknowledge that we, you know, feel from the bottom of our hearts the pain. We're not walking in their shoes, but for me, when I hear that 15-year-old boy, and we've kind of really gotten off our normal thing, but that 15-year-old boy standing next to his mother and how he wailed. He didn't cry. He wailed. I cried with him. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And it's just not domestic violence. It's violence. It, you know, us against us. It's that police brutality. The violence itself, the killing, no matter how it happens, needs to stop. And I couldn't do the show today without acknowledging that. Sweeten, do you have anything that you want to say? Being a black man in America?
I am lost for a lot of words. Because I kind of know what's really going on, but I speak on that in other ways. I'm not afraid to leave this earth. I'm just afraid to leave when I feel like my work isn't done. And right now we are facing a time where this is happening on a repetitive scale. And I don't want to make it a race issue because there are white kids being gunned down as well.
Yes, that's so true.
They're just not being reported. But to see this happen, and also to watch what happened yesterday, and to also hear that there has been another one, it's just not, it hasn't made it to the news surface yet, another one in the Midwest. I can just pray, but at some point of me being a man of color, I have to take some type of action. And that's all I can really say right now is tears drop from my face.
Yes.
Because I've lost many of family members like this, and not near one of them was reported, and I can't internalize or personalize it, but I can definitely relate. And I know how that feels. And I know how it feels to have the people that are supposed to protect and serve only protect them, the brotherhood of them. I know how that feels. So, yeah, it is heart-wrenching. And then I have people that also work in the force as family. So it's a double-edged sword for me. Right is wrong is wrong, though. I hope justice comes. But even if it doesn't come, God sees it, and God will deal with me later as well. And that's the only place I can find peace for. That's it, because otherwise than that, I'm angry. I'm angry, and I don't know what we can do as a whole of people, of all races, to really see what's going on behind the surface. Yes, what we saw happen in front of our face, but this... it's a message that they're telling you when this happens. And it's not, it has nothing to do with race. And we'll get into that later on. But my heart is just to see a child. It kind of made me upset because, one, I would never probably put a child in public TV. And I'm not upset at the mom. She's just going with her life. But for over 30-something million people to see that child cry, it hurts. Because he can be next. That's where my pain comes from.
I was in the gas station getting gas probably about an hour ago, and two African-American men walked in the store, and before I knew it, when I was walking out, I looked at them and I said, "You all be careful." It's happening so much. It is so scary. So if I'm calling my brother, who I know has a very slick mouth, hey, if they pull you over, just abide. Just don't be aggressive. Don't, you know. We can continuously talk about this, but what I don't want to do is to get into too many things when it comes to this. I just want to acknowledge the We Are Survivors are supporting the ones that have lost loved ones. We are praying for them. We don't know them and they don't know us, but our hearts go out to them. Like I said, in acknowledgement of the lives that have been lost, today's show, we're not even going to go into, after even here in Sweden, I can't even go into what is on our agenda because today that's irrelevant. I just want to let families know and listeners know that we are praying for everyone that is involved, be it intimately, family-related, friends, co-workers, however you are related or know or touched by these individuals that have lost their lives. We as survivors are praying for you. Our hearts are heavy. Our tears are flowing. And as Sweden says, we hope that the individuals that took these people's lives will be brought to justice. If not, we know for sure God sees all, knows all, and has the last word. Before we get off the air, to acknowledge in the silence for the lives that have lost, Stephanie, is there anything that you additionally want to say?
No. No, just that I'm praying for everybody. Y'all know that's one thing I can do. I can pray for people. So I'm definitely praying for everybody.
Yes, we will do that. And I'm not apologizing for cutting our show 45 minutes short. It is this 45 minutes, for those that are listening, it's prayer time. In your own way, your own mind. This is how, like I said, once again, we're acknowledging the lives that are lost. In a distance, we do love the families. We do love the moms that have lost their sons, for the mothers, you know, that are grieving the loss of a child, for the wives, for the girlfriends, for the children, for the nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, cousins, all of the family members, friends, like I said, coworkers. We as survivors are praying from a distance. Until next week, listening audience, we'll come back together then. Thank you. And like I said, in this moment that we're not on the air, please pray for these families. Talk to you next week. In God's name, we leave it all in His hands. Good night.